Welcome to But You're Wrong Live in Front of People. This is episode 100.
He recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Yeah.
This episode is recorded by a live studio audience.
All right. That was Dan contributing nothing. I'm Keith Budela.
I'm Greg DiNicola.
And,
by episode 100?
Yeah.
How did we make it that far?
I have no idea.
Just being really tenacious about something crazy? Stupid?
Yeah. I don't know. I think we covered everything that we were going to talk about in terms of a retrospective before. Yeah, episode 100. One person that is actually here that was in several other episodes that was never actually introduced is Greg's roommate, Chris.
Yeah, I was in maybe two, maybe three, I don't know.
I think you ended up actually being in three.
I'm in three.
You were in the first one, you were in the Avengers one, and then you were in the Old Boy one.
Right, because at one point I just said, this sucks.
Yeah. You might have been in another one.
So I'm just a voice without a name, so now
yeah,
I'm a person.
I think I put in a little teaser that, like, Chris is gonna walk in here, because you literally, I think in the first one, you just walk in and go... We were talking about Sean Connery, and you were just like, Sean Shakir's mom was in his mouth. And then you, like, walked away again.
Yeah, it was kind of a Sean Connery combined with James Gandolfini kind of voice.
Sounds about right.
But yeah, he just kind of opened the door. It was like, he's like the wacky neighbor in a shitty sitcom. Which is...
Yeah, he just...
I'll take the Kramer role. I don't give a shit.
He just kind of wandered in, and he was like, hey, guys, what's going on? And then, with Dan, who you know from...
I was on episode of But You're Wrong. That's what I'm best known for, really.
What are you doing? Entertainment Tonight special?
Where
are they now? Dan Harrells, who starred on an episode of But You're Wrong.
I'm now on another episode of But You're Wrong.
Maybe Scooter.
So, Dan, we've talked with Dan before about short films.
Yup.
And we'll talk a little bit more about that, see how he's progressing. But Dan's one of... our very best friends, and we're glad to have him back.
Thank you.
I mean, we're glad he's here, but...
I'm happy one person makes me feel welcome here, because generally this group of friends are not the most welcoming sort, you know?
No.
I, like, walked in the door today, and I'm pretty sure Rob was just like, fuck you.
Which brings us to our next guest. Robert, avid listener of But You're Wrong, but has never participated in an episode before.
Correct, yeah, this is my first time actually even seeing you guys do it, which is kind of cool for me.
Yeah, not many people have seen this. When Dan was on it, he didn't see us.
He was in the other room. I think he was on Lindsay's bed.
I was looking at Greg for
some reason.
Oh, that's right. You
I was here.
You were here, but I didn't see
you. You were not here. Keith
oh,
not
yeah.
Here.
I forgot you weren't here. Pittsburgh.
You just assume I'm here.
Right.
I mean, once you're here now, it feels like you're always here. You know what I mean? It feels like you never left.
Yeah.
But,
it's like home.
Yeah, Mr. Robert here, you've listened to every episode, right?
Every single episode, and then some twice.
Wow, that's... Come on, people, come on.
Is it also true that...
Wow, that died really fast.
I don't think it ever had any momentum, honestly.
You know, I do a lot of driving. You don't get radio reception in New Hampshire.
Greg, is it true that you had to get a restraining order against Rob for stalking you? Is it, like, kind of like the creepy thing?
He's actually...
I'm going to say that's not true since he's 5 feet away right now.
No, we...
Less than that, actually.
We put his anklet in the trash, so...
Greg is the type of guy that would file a restraining order that you see him hanging out with that guy that weekend. Greg is the sort. He's had girlfriends that have been like that.
Wait, so what you're saying is Greg is the woman in the Lifetime movie?
Don't we all know that? That's actually the name of his autobiography. Don't we all know that? The Greg DiNicola story.
I do have an alter ego that stalks you.
The gentleman?
So I guess this might be a good time.
Yeah.
Do you want to do a reveal?
Yeah, sure. If you're familiar with Ruth and Pup at all, that is me.
Get the fuck out of here!
Wow!
Ruth Bedford on Twitter is actually Rob's...
Correct, and it's inspired by someone I know directly. And oftentimes I'll just copy her Facebook posts and almost just make it a little more sick.
I thought it was someone with mental retardation that was just given a computer. Because, like, I think it was a picture of me playing a saxophone, and the comment was like, you're quite the trumpet player, huh? And I was like, are they fucking retarded, or are they just, I don't even know what's going on. But it's just like, I'm in the hospital, my UTI's acted up, and I'm just like, who is this person? And
just the worst tweets.
Yeah, I did have a 4-month, or I think it was a 4-week battle with a yeast infection. So she has recovered from that.
Thankfully.
Yeah, we're all praying it doesn't come back.
Chris probably asked me about a half dozen times at least, do you know who Ruth Bedford is? And I was like, no.
But it was funny too because I had other people like, I figured who the hell it was. I think it was this person who we work with was like, this is an old person who follows you and then comments, do you, like, they know Greg too. Who is this person? I have no fucking clue.
I've had several people bring it up. Who is Ruth Bedford?
Well, the first thing I did was go through all your guys' friends or people who follow you or you follow. And yeah. Add them all. There's actually, she has 200 followers.
I was going to say, there's a lot of people that follow Ruth.
Wow.
That's more than you.
No. That's more than the show, not more than me.
Okay. Well, I hope Ruth joins us for a bond date next week.
Oh, yeah.
I feel confused. The pup will be there, too.
The pup, yeah. Shitting in the bathtub.
Wow.
Well,
lay that one to rest.
This is your life, Christopher Tony. Anyone else want to admit anything? Dan?
Yeah, do we want
looking
to
right at you. Latent homosexuality.
A complete lack of understanding of how film works.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
Was that like jealousy peep that you want to admit?
No. I was hoping that would lead you into talking about what you're actually doing now.
Well, I'm working on a web series now, which is currently started filming last week with Mr. Greg over here with Lionel Tomasino. And next week we rented a bus next Saturday, and we're going to be filming on a bus all night till 4 in the morning. And then we're filming on Sunday with Lindsay, so it's going to be a fun weekend next weekend.
Now, I saw the picture of Greg.
Yeah.
And it looked very cool. Is the newspaper of the area really called Noir News?
It's called Noir News, but I think that most people aren't going to see like what the actual name of the paper is unless you freeze frame it or look at it still online. You know what I mean? It's not going
to
be like a
close-up. So you're going to have to put tits in the shot for people to freeze frame it.
Well, I mean, Greg is shirtless in the shop.
Just low-cut shirt.
Low-cut shirt.
It goes down to his belly button.
Another thing, too, is we didn't want to give, like, a town where it is. Do you know what I mean? And, like, most newspapers are the Boston Globe.
You couldn't just make up a town name?
I don't know. I thought Noir News, though, was, like, kind of a cute thing for a quick second there.
I thought it was a little too on the nose. But, you know,
It hasn't even come out yet.
It's a little self-aware, I would say.
It looked
good. Did the newspaper, it looked
good? No, the newspaper looked good. The only thing I was looking, this looks good. Wait a minute, does it really say Noir News?
Noir News is
you can't see on it, but there's a thing and it says, for dating advice, turn to page 6, and it's got a picture of Dan.
It does. And it also has the poster of Here Comes the Bride. It says, the film of the decade.
Oh, I noticed that, too.
Yeah.
The guy's like James Cameron. He's on his fourth film.
I loaded the newspaper with Easter eggs for fans. Who could, like, also do, like... I know, we're talking about my four fans.
He had five chuckles.
I was going to say, yeah, and they're all in the room. Everyone's in the room right now. Fake until you make it. It's my life a lot.
Inside Quincy jokes.
Wait, and you know when you came up with that idea, you were just sitting in your bedroom going... For all my fans, I should do this. This is a great idea.
I mean, that's why I do it for fans.
He doesn't do it for himself.
Let me ask you this. How much fan pussy do you get?
Like, about as much as you do, so none.
Fair enough. Touché, sir.
Has your girl ever listened to any of your podcasts?
Yeah, did she like the podcast?
Yeah.
Did she tell you? Have you ever heard her listening to it? Have you ever seen
it? We listened to it in the car.
Oh, so she
was. Do you guys do the crossword, too?
They do the jumble.
Well, no, here's the thing. If I listen to the kind of music that I like in the car while we're on long trips, she gets very paranoid. She wants some kind of, like...
What are you listening to?
I'm just listening to, like, rock music.
Like Jimi Hendrix all on the Watch Out on repeat for 5 hours.
if I listen...
really paranoid.
Like, if I listen to Hendrix, or, like, Zeppelin, or Warren Zevon, or anything like that, like, it's got too much of, like, a baseline to it. So she's just like, so she's on edge to begin with because she's paranoid that other drivers are just all of a sudden just going to cut over. I'm not going to see it and we're going to die.
Are you a bad driver?
No, I'm an excellent driver, but everybody else sucks.
You know, you're in mass, that's an actual fear.
I think that's how it started.
Do you date Ray Liotta in Goodfellas?
Yeah, Black Helicopters.
Yeah, all the people driving around and playing her being like, Black Helicopter's been following us all day.
She's throwing the meatballs.
We're driving down 93, and she's like, "I'm gonna call him. Tell him to stir the meatballs again."
And what's with this Rolling Stones case? Yeah. I'm sick of this.
We got rid of these silencers, man.
Gimme Shelter has been on for hours.
I'm like, no, it's not. The radio's broken. you're just nuts.
You're imagining.
So you drive around and listen to yourself.
I don't.
Yeah, a little bit ego thing. Right?
Yeah. I mean, between the two of them, there's not much room in this fucking room.
Everybody else leave.
For the egos.
No, she requested it one time when we were making a road trip, and now most of the time.
Love. She requested it while making
love. While making love, just put on that podcast.
Wait, hear your voice twice.
Put
your
no, it's so she can hear me.
Yeah, I'd be really paranoid she's that that's the me. Reason. Or...
Did or, you win Sexiest Voice of the Year last year?
I
Time Magazine, I believe. Did that mean? Yeah.
That's a mug.
He wants, I made a fake Time Magazine. It looks like my license picture, my head tilted. Sexiest Voice of the Year.
He reran the story in Noir News.
I think Noir News is a good name for a newspaper. It's got some alliteration to it. You know what I mean? Noir News.
No, it's good. You've just said, like, before you wanted to do certain things, and you were like, it was a little too self-aware, so I didn't put that in there. And then I was like, come on, Noir News isn't self-aware.
It's going to be, like, 5 seconds you're actually seeing the paper, though.
That's a really long time.
But I'm just saying, that's what Greg Newshaw.
I thought it was like a half a second. Like,
yeah, he was just like, pants, look at this.
Yeah,
and then, yeah.
And just like, go back.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the thing, though, is they put Greg on the shots while the eyes would be on Greg. You know what I mean?
That's true. They hit the chest here.
You put Greg in a shot, and everybody looks at Greg, especially all the women in the audience, really. You know what I mean?
And the men.
Yeah.
Especially the men. The ones that admit it. You know what I mean? Yeah,
especially.
There's gonna be a lot of
sticky sticks
in the audience that day.
Boys love Greg.
A lot of holes cut in popcorn boxes.
And I hope you know that Noir News won a Pulitzer. So, yeah.
Enough about the Noir News. Let's move on.
Do you guys have talking points tonight?
I have one talking point. I just want to make sure that Chris doesn't have anything to confess.
No. I'm good. If I think of something, I'll let you know.
All right, jump in. Do a little hand signal, then we'll cut to you. But I thought of a story that is from first grade, and I know you listened to it the first time that I saw a porn magazine.
Yes, yeah.
In the Sports Illustrated for Kids. This predates that, but
you
it's
saw porn in Sports Illustrated for Kids.
I think I actually know the show better than Greg because I'll come over here and ask him about stuff on it, like.
What did you talk?
Just like,
yeah, but I'm like most of the way in the bag.
Greg is half drunk. That's true.
Right.
Yeah. You start garbling his words at the end.
Yeah. It's not my fault.
For those that don't know the story, the basics is I was over at a kid's house and
he touched you?
He had a stack of Sports Illustrated for Kids and the covers were all wrinkled like they were wet. And, like, they had gotten wet.
It's not what you think.
And then all of a sudden, we were playing like, Nintendo or Sega and something. And he goes, hey, check out this. And he opens one of the SI for Kids. And it's just, like, a set of tits. And then there's just a wide-open vagina. And I think some of the lady's mouth going towards it. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And I couldn't process it because I didn't quite know.
Yeah, you didn't know about the bank yet.
Yeah,
so you were aware for that image to go.
I didn't.
The spank bank didn't exist at that age.
Speak for yourselves.
So he got in the magazines from somewhere and then glued... took the Elmer's glue and just put it all over. It wasn't a glue stick. It wouldn't have wrinkled that much.
If I was like your parents and I find it, I'd be like, well, you really went out of your way to hide it. This is an impressive, you tried.
You deserve to keep this.
I'm going to let you keep one. You're going to keep one. You have to be under my bed. Don't let them all.
If you want to trade that one for another one, just let me know.
Yeah,
we can
switch.
Can swap
it's like
them
a
out.
Library.
They give them to me too. Maybe I'll get pictures of your mom.
Wow. And if you're lucky, of your sister.
Maybe you can join. Dude.
You only get that with a little. That's it. I'm done.
Was that the story?
No. So,
and then we all joined in.
We were sitting in a circle. I could get a cookie.
That's an emotion.
I thought the story was about how she's your sister and your daughter. No.
No.
Dan missed something there.
I missed that.
Dan,
old boy.
Dan's just telling his life story now.
So you enjoy it?
No, but
confused.
But no, because I freaked out because I didn't have any comprehension of it.
Right.
And I was thinking about it, it's partially I think because of this story that predates it. In first grade, you know, sometimes you go out for recess, sometimes you stay in. You know, cold. Let me tell the story. Sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's raining.
This is a shrinkage.
So one day, this one girl, and I want to say her name was Racine. No, I don't think so. I don't know what happened to her after elementary school, to be honest.
I was going to say, all these prepubescent teeth stories are getting me turned off.
So she starts drawing a picture of what a naked woman looks like. So all the guys are interested. All the boys are interested. Even though we don't really have that much of a desire to, we're just kind of curious. So it starts off like a normal person drawing. Like a normal drawing of a person. It starts off as the normal drawing of just a generic person. And then she adds hair, and then she adds two circles with little dots in the middle. On top of the head.
Okay.
On top of the head. And I don't know who she was basing this off of, but then between the legs, she didn't exactly draw a penis, but between the legs, she drew like a little, like, U.
Like a big clip?
I don't know. Now, I don't know, thinking about it, if it was a big clip or if it was just big lips.
Okay.
I can't.
Okay.
Or a transvestite.
Here's a question. Was there hair there?
No.
Well, she probably didn't have any hair there.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. Because if there was hair there, it definitely would have been the mom.
Oh, yeah, she's right.
So now you're looking at a naked picture of her.
Unless her mom shaved.
Her mom has big
lips. That's true.
If her mom shaved, it might not have been.
What like 80s, though?
If it was the 80s, her mom
early
90s. What first grade would have been early 90s.
91.
Like 91, 92.
Yeah. I feel like the Bush was still pretty popular then.
Yeah.
Especially for a mom, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's true.
Like 17-year-old girl.
They used to comb it, actually.
Yeah.
Throw pepper.
They used to do the Donald Trump on it. Comb it forward. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was hair that she was just combing forward.
The Hitler. She
had
a Hitler.
Anyway. Yeah, so I don't know what she was drawing, but I think about it, I'm like, that probably should have freaked me out quite a bit. Because I didn't know what girls had. And I didn't quite know how sex worked, but if I did know, then they also have like a dick. So how does that work?
That's weird.
You know, like if that's my only idea of what a girl looks like naked, that should have freaked me out.
If that's your basis, and then you go and see that magazine, it must have really just
threw you for a loop.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, they don't have tiny dicks.
There's no little lump down there.
There's not just a thing hanging.
Did you draw some of your own pictures after this?
Were you like, no, this is totally wrong. Give me a pass.
I was like, whoa.
I don't know where you got this
like
picture
and you have no idea what you're talking about.
You were like, this is better than Sports Illustrated.
Well, somebody get me an eraser and some charcoal. I need to draw some hair in here.
That just reminded me, I totally saw a vagina when I was in kindergarten.
No.
Oh, all right.
Wait, hang on. wait, hang on. Before we continue, start off telling us, was it a vagina of a girl your age or an older one?
It was a girl my age.
Okay, all right, so keep it down, gentlemen. We have to stay somewhat respectful.
Oddly enough, the preschool that I was at, it was not a public school, it was a private preschool, but they didn't have a door on the bathroom. And I don't know why.
On purpose.
But fuck, you know what? That's probably what started my whole fucking bathroom phobia. I'm not gonna piss with a fucking no door.
Yeah.
My goddamn animal.
He does. Well,
wait, there was
your bathroom phobia was a lot worse 2 years ago.
There was no door?
No door. It was like, imagine a normal house bathroom.
So it's not and even then, like an airport then, where there's like right, a little maze before you get
the
in there?
Fucking hinges off. And it's probably so little kids couldn't like lock themselves in the bathroom and just pull some ridiculous shit, you know? Because it's not like
literally. Why don't you just not put a lock on the door? I mean, let's have a door, but don't put a lock on it.
I don't know.
So there's no
door? There's no door. I remember there's no fucking door. And I remember it was nap time, and I never slept through nap time. I was always just wide the fuck awake.
And after this, you never slept through nap time again.
And I remember this girl, I ended up going to middle school and elementary school with this girl, and then she went to a different high school than me. And I'm not going to say her name, just in case.
Come on.
First name was Jacqueline.
I know you can say the name, I'll bleep it out.
No, I can't remember what her last name is.
Bleep that out.
Wait, didn't get pulled over for having like a pound of heroin in her
trunk? Yeah, she got in trouble.
Yeah.
It's a lot of heroin.
You usually get in trouble for
like
a little bit of heroin.
Like, attempt to sell to China.
A ton of heroin.
I was supposed to be napping, and this girl had finished going to the bathroom, and then she was just standing there with no pants on, and I'm being on my stupid fucking pullout mat, being like, what is that? She tucking? Like, I didn't understand, like, what was going
on. Wait. You didn't know that. You didn't know what was going on, but you were like, oh, it's probably tucking.
He was like, I have a dick.
He saw Seven of the Lambs before he saw a woman.
But yeah, that's weird. I totally forgot that ever existed in the back of my brain. And your fucked up story recanted that.
Isn't it weird the shit you suddenly remember? Yeah. You're like, wow, I should be really fucked up.
Yeah. I get really fucked.
I should be really afraid of giant clits, but
me and Dan had the same elementary school teacher, Miss Murphy, for second grade.
And yeah. You saw her vagina?
I didn't see her. Oh. You wouldn't want to see Miss Murphy's vagina,
I'm
but
I'm pretty sure it's like a crusty vagina.
I think Miss Murphy's dead. I'm sure it had something
to do with... It's definitely crusty now.
It had something to do with lung cancer, I'm sure.
Miss Murphy always smelled like a carton of cigarettes, you know what I mean?
Oh, like just...
Yeah. Awesome. You know she buys the cartons.
She definitely smokes some terrible cigarette too,
like
Terringtons or like, Winston's or something.
You kind of think of it, all the teachers back.
Yeah, they did.
Red bin bots and all this stuff.
Oh yeah,
but
told me where gallons of shit.
I remember one time. I don't know if we were on like a little break or what it was.
You and the teacher were on a break.
Something happened.
We're sitting.
We were on a break. We hadn't divided up our CDs yet, so I knew it wasn't permanent.
Little Greg and little Dan were on break, and like we're all just sitting at our little desks.
You guys were dating?
No, we weren't. We were dating.
We used to walk around the recess arm in arm, talking.
Yeah,
during recess. We really did.
We did.
Your hands were your hands in each other's back pockets.
No. And they were like, we didn't hover hand either. They were good, soft.
Yeah, just
grass.
Like big hugs.
Good, friendly man love.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. So you guys would each hug little Greg and little Dan.
We usually talked about like Steve Martin movies and like, Married with Children, just walked around.
Yeah. No, we really did.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we did, yeah.
And we still do that now.
Yeah.
But anyways, so do you remember, we always used to draw comics, and I would draw Mr. Ghost.
Mr. Ghost saw that woman in the shower.
Right, well that's what it was, is that I was... I used to draw Mr. Ghost, and he would be this...
He was a shitty character.
He was.
He sounds like a fucking pervert.
He was.
And then he was like, Greg, that's just you drew a ghost with a fedora on. And that's not a very original character design.
Like, so it's Casper
with a hat. Yeah. But he there was no story. It was like, Mr. Ghost, watch this guy jerk off. Like, what? This isn't a story, Greg.
So Mr. Ghost would go around and he'd do stupid shit. And I remember being in Miss Murphy's class, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, what's Mr. Ghost going to do? And so I draw, like, a little window, Mr. Ghost peeking in. Because I don't know why he had to look through a window and he was a ghost.
He can evaporate
straight through the walls.
Not
then
the door.
No.
Hit the walls, the door was on the ground.
And I was like, Mr. Ghost is watching a woman take a shower. And so I got the stick figure woman, like, washing her hair, and the water's coming down. And Miss Murphy walks by, and she's like, what the hell are you doing? I was like, he's watching this woman take a shower. She took the paper from me.
Wait, you just told her that?
Yeah, I didn't think anything was wrong. Like,
he's gonna knock on the door, he's gonna fix the cable, she's gonna come out of the shower, and...
We always used to get in trouble for the comics we drew.
I know.
One time I drew a James Bond comic, and I created a James Bond villain and everything for it. And at the end of the comic, James Bond was having sex with the woman character in the comic, because that's what happens at the end
every
James Bond movie. Which, my parents rented these James Bond movies for me and was like, watch them. So I was like, I'm just going to copy one. At the end, Bond gets his Bond on, you know what I mean? And we had, like, the hairy arm reaching over for his watch, and, like, oh, James, off panel. And I'm sure my grandfather did this, and he's like, what the fuck is this? Like, that comic was gone. I was actually very proud of it. I was upset about that.
The hairy arm?
Yeah. And
so it was probably adult.
It might have been a Connors. It might have been a Connors.
I remember the arm was very hairy and true.
Because the hairy arm was actually reaching over for the toupee.
And really, I thought that this kind of summed up, like, kind of like American culture in a nutshell, because in this James Bond comic, I have James Bond with a machine gun killing, like, 8,000 Russian people. My grandparents, my parents were like, oh, that's cute. That's fine. They're in bed together, Dad! What's wrong with you? You know, America.
But anyway, Mr. Ghost.
Yeah, no, she didn't like it. She didn't like it one bit. I don't know if she showed my mother or she just threw it away. There was no other repercussions.
I bet she saved it and masturbated to it.
If only you knew what Miss Murphy looked like.
when Miss Murphy died, they found like a crumpled up version of that Mr. Ghost comic underneath her bed.
It was in her purse. Yeah. Or no, she always tucked it in her bra.
In her bra.
Yeah, they actually found it inside of her pajamas.
Yeah, it just had, had petroleum jelly just caked on it.
She used it as a butt plug. Just put it in at the beginning of the day. What about her business?
Bra next to her belly button.
Miss Murphy, so, fucking weirdo.
She was vile.
So in the strips that you drew, when you drew the lady in the shower,
yeah,
and you drew a stick figure.
They were basically Mr. Ghost was obviously a
ghost.
A ghost.
Well, he had arms.
I don't even know if he had
a fedora. I believe he had a trench coat too.
He looked like he had a trench and he had arms.
So what you're saying is that he looked like the guy on the neighborhood watch signs.
Actually, yeah. You're right. He does kind of look like that.
You actually just ripped off the design wholesale, didn't you?
Hey, he wasn't a well-designed character. I mean,
he probably walked by that sign, you know, 300 times on his way to school.
He could have easily been like one of Casper's uncles in the Casper movie.
Yeah, yeah.
So he wasn't Brad Garrett, he was the skinny one?
Yeah, he was the skinny one. He was not Brad Garrett. Fatso. We gotta finish watching that.
Who you gonna call?
Somebody else.
Yeah, we watched the first 30 to 40 minutes of that.
Yeah, it seemed like about 4 hours.
It was kind of painful. We were just like, we're gonna watch till the Ghostbusters cameo and the Father Guido Sanucci cameo,
we kept
and then we're just turning it off.
I must say, it wasn't as good as I remember the Casper film.
No.
Bill Pullman didn't inspire me.
I'm gonna be honest.
Independence Day.
It was never as good as.
But Christina Ricci was still hot.
Never hotter.
Yeah, no. Maybe Adam's Family.
So anyway, back to the stick figure. So did you draw tits on the stick figure while she was in the shower? Was your teacher afraid that you were just drawing a dude in the shower and she thought you were gay?
No, I think I don't know. I honestly don't remember, but it was supposed. I mean, it had like long hair. Like it was supposed to be a woman.
Okay,
maybe just a dude with long hair. I don't know.
I was curious if you put two circles, little nipples, and then just a U.
A U.
Just a U.
Just a weird looking dick. Now, did the U have like a slit in it?
No, it was literally just like a little U. Like there was no detailing
just like
to
really
it.
Being labious. You know what? That kind of makes sense though, if you think about it, because like think about what a Barbie doll looks like without pants on.
Ooh.
It's just kind of a U.
Right.
I'm trying to think of the last time I saw a Barbie doll naked, which was
last
Wednesday.
Back. It's just not.
Yeah, but it's just like a little a bump.
Yeah.
They got nice asses.
Well, no. The U hung down from the body.
Oh, that's confusing.
Yeah, the U hung down from the body. It wasn't like on top of the body.
Maybe she's getting birth. Like the head.
You know what? I'll be honest. I feel like
here. Give me the pen. I'm gonna draw
you
it.
You know the this is so helpful.
Can we see a picture
right
of Ghost too?
No, but like if this is one leg and this is the other one, it literally just went like that.
You should ride horses.
So it's literally just a U hang down. So I don't know what that was.
Maybe she's taking a shit.
You know, I'm gonna admit
maybe.
when I was really young, I guess I, like, the first, I don't know, maybe I caught a glimpse of a vagina or something or whatever. Or a vagina. And I thought that it, like, came off the body. Like, I thought that there was, like, a extra bit.
Man, if that was possible, we wouldn't even need the women. We'd just take their vaginas and send them away.
No, I mean, like, I thought
we'd be taking this.
No. Now I don't know what you claim.
You haven't earned this yet.
I don't know. I thought that maybe there was more to it off the body than there is.
I used to think...
Depends on the girl, though.
Yeah, no, but not the way I was thinking.
I got two weird.
Did you think there was like a transformer and it was just like something else and morph?
No, I thought that it like there was like a I don't know what
vagina prime.
Yeah,
I've got two odd stories about what I thought about sexuality as a child. Like one.
Oh, I can't this. Wait for that.
I know. I should explain
one. No, more than you know. No, I'm still dealing with it. No, I saw one of the Puppet Master movies when I was young, and in that movie, there's a sex scene, and in like a lot of horror movies, the chick's totally naked. Dude, like, has his shirt on or something. So I remember first thing I thought as a kid, I was like, sex is awesome. The girl has to get naked, and I get to keep my clothes on. You know what I mean? That was the first thing I thought. I was like, that works.
And you're really excited. You're like,
yeah.
Yes.
Like, I don't want
to, I get to keep my clothes
then,
on.
Even then, I didn't want to take my shirt off.
She'll never see my penis.
I was
it's
that kid
wonderful.
That went swimming with a t-shirt that was like, I'm self-conscious about my weight. That's what that means. When you go swimming with a t-shirt on, that means I'm self-conscious.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, and then also.
I'm just gonna say, no one listening right now learned anything from that statement.
Did they learn anything from this fucking show? Like,
good
you
point.
Know what I mean? And then,
yeah,
second,
they, well, no,
on,
no.
On the education.
They learned that some women have ewes hanging down.
The second funny sexual story was, I was watching Conan the Barbarian with my dad, and this is really a tremendous story, it really is. So I'm watching Conan the Barbarian with my dad.
Anything that serves
if you guys remember the scene in Conan the Barbarian when he's making love to the witch,
yes.
This was the scene where my dad explained to me what sex is during the scene in Conan the Barbarian. So I'm sitting there, my dad's had a few beers, I'm sitting there on the couch like, oh my god, Arnold's gonna kill people, so cool! And my dad's like, see what they're doing right now, Dan? And I was like, yeah, it's icky. And he was like, they're making love. Do you know what that is? And then I was like,
I love this voice that you've given Bob.
Looks this sounds nothing like Bob.
And he's like, my man takes his penis. He puts inside of
him. He sounds like Marlon Brando.
I swear to God he said this. I'll never forget his words. He was like, you put inside a woman. And you move back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth, until the most amazing feeling you'll ever feel explodes out of you. Now, as my dad's saying this, this is the part in Conan when the woman turns into a fucking witch, and then Conan grabs her and throws her in the fucking fire, and she's screaming and burning to death, and I'm like, is that what fucking happens at the end? Holy shit!
It's kind of a great metaphor for relationship.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know, and then my dad was like, and I was like, maybe you should close your eyes.
That's the best birds and bees story.
Yeah, you know what would have been better if it was The Shining. I know, the old woman.
Dad, you know, any hostility I had towards you was taken away from that story by that story because also your dad literally told you the most selfish way to have sex ever.
Yeah.
He's like,
give it to her straight when you're done, go sleep.
You fuck him, you dump him, Dad. Remember that.
He's like,
now get me another beer.
I'll fuck him, leave him, because I don't fucking need him.
I would love to hear him bomb Jay-Z like that.
Jiggle what said. So I'm gonna raise my kid. All with Jay-Z quotes.
Did you have like a different dad when you were in anything like
that. Usually my story is the voices I take a lot of creative liberty with. But that happened.
Well, we have turned Greg's mom into a ridiculous.
Yeah, Sue's kind of a character on the
character,
show.
Character, yeah.
Yeah, with Robbie Urich, who is dead, so it's not much of a love affair.
My mom loves Antonio Banderas. See how weird that is? She gets
really?
She's like, I want my Latin lover. One time
does she say that?
You know why she wants her Latin lover? Well, because her dad's just like, well, let's fuck her and go.
Let's throw you in the fire, witch.
I'm going to fuck you until the most amazing thing happens to me. Then you're on your own.
Yeah. My dad loves fucking Conan the Barbarian, too. And I used to not really like it when my dad would get drunk and I'd have to watch movies with him. Like, one time I was watching Return of the Jedi with him, and it was during the speeder bike chase, my dad kept being like, fucking pissa! Pissa! Dad, say it's fucking pissa! And I was like, no!
I will never use the term ejaculate again. It will always be the amazing feeling that it's
just explodes, and then you're done.
Right after you finish, you just go, you should close your eyes now.
You're done.
Go I'm on. Done.
Go ahead, close your eyes.
I'm done, you're not. I don't care, you're done too.
Well, that was fun. It's the best 8 seconds I've ever had.
As he has that most amazing villain, wicked pizza. All right.
Wicked pizza.
You should close your eyes now.
Yeah. I'm done. All the time. Gotta close your eyes.
I always had really good room, Mike, because we had a television in the living room.
It's so stupid.
You watch Terminator, close your eyes during the movie scene.
No.
This is fine. Arnold's ass, that's fine.
This is how dumb it was, and I guess this will be my...
Your confession?
My confession. So the way my house was set up, my dad wired it so that we only had one cable box, so the cable box would be in the living room on the big TV. But we had a small television in the kitchen next to the kitchen table. Didn't have a cable box, so it would just broadcast whatever was in the living room. It would feed into the kitchen television, which was stupid because if you had to change the channel, you had to leave the fucking room. Regardless, what they would do is they'd be like, "Oh, this is an inappropriate scene, Chris. Could you please leave the room?" And I'd get up and I'd go into the kitchen and I would turn the fucking television on and I'd watch it. And then they're like, "All right, it's over." And I was like, "Yeah, no, no, no." And I'd turn the fucking
walk
back.
I'm gonna make it. I'm making some popcorn.
Yeah.
You'd be in as soon as the scene ended. How'd you know it was over? I fucking know.
I'm not stupid.
I read the book.
RoboCop, Terminator 1.
Yeah. RoboCop had that quickest hit scene. And I remember, like my dad was like, "I'll show you RoboCop." And then that happened. My dad was like, "Oh, fucked up." And he was like, "It's 3 seconds then."
Right. I mean?
It's right at the beginning, too. You always forget about
it's
it until it happens.
Yeah. Either she's getting changed to Walker.
Oh yeah,
you know
so
what I mean.
It's, yeah, so
is at least there's Terminator like he sucks on those Linda Hamilton tits.
That scene in Terminator is quite.
It's pretty passionate.
Actually, yeah, it really is.
Yeah,
I mean, the first Terminator is really a love story, actually, legit.
Well, yeah,
yeah. With just like Reese just not being able to act.
No. He's very cool.
Linda Hamilton's tits are not like a good reference point as a child, though.
I think that and Trading Places were the first.
Oh shit!
Tits.
Yeah,
yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis isn't a good reference.
Were those,
no, but those tits were pretty nice.
They're big.
Yeah,
her testicles.
Yeah, just big old breasts.
First tits in a movie that you've seen.
I would say probably either Trading Places or RoboCop or Terminator.
Okay.
Yeah, those were the top three probably.
First three. The first one that I remember too is it's so fucking stupid. Such a terrible fucking movie. One of the boys. I don't even remember who was in it, but I remember what happens, that she, like, it was a woman who dressed up like a boy to go to an all-boys school to write an article for a newspaper, and then falls in love with the head of the football team, best friend, and they go to fucking prom as friends, and then she fucking just tears her shirt off, and she's like, "I'm a woman," and there's just, like, tits, and I was like, "I didn't see this coming. This is an 80s flick."
A lot of tits in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Fast Times?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Fast Times.
Phoebe Cates.
Phoebe Cates.
Yeah.
Phoebe Cates.
Oh, my God.
The most worn out part of a returned video.
Absolutely. It's a little cracked.
Yeah.
You know, every time you rented, there were just lines right across the tits.
The only thing in that scene is to get Judge Reinhold masturbating, too. Yeah. It's always awkward.
That was the scene Dan's dad used to describe masturbation.
And then see a pretty girl run into a bathroom.
You just stand over a toilet and stroke it till the most amazing.
Do you remember when you were like 13 and you used to like jerk off to like movies? Like you didn't watch porn yet, you didn't have a porn magazine. Yeah. You put on like Fast Times and you would jerk off during that scene. It would always be awkward because you'd be jerking off and be like, "Phoebe Cates, Phoebe Cates, oh, there's Judge Reinhold masturbating."
Rewind, rewind!
Look the other way!
Rewind, rewind!
Yeah, it's like a 5-hour process.
Yeah! It's a lot tougher. It's a lot tougher.
And then you'd pause and you'd be sitting there looking at a still picture of Phoebe Cates.
And then you'd be like, I'm just going to Channel 76, I'm going to watch the snowy porn.
You're serious?
Spice Channel.
Yeah. Oh, man, that snowy porn, there were some days you could get, like, a good, clear kid on the screen.
Yeah.
With all the snow around, you'd be like, it's my lucky day.
Desperation.
Shit was hot.
Kids have the internet nowadays. They don't know what we went through.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And we had it easier
even
than...
when we had the internet. Remember trying to watch porn on dial-up and you'd have a good stroke on, and someone would call your house and the fucking internet would shut down. You'd be like, what the hell?
And you were just about to get to the tits and you're like, no!
What a terrible system that dial-up was. You can't go on the internet when someone's trying to call your house. It's inexcusable.
My first tits movie was Commando.
Commando?
Did you guys can't remember that scene?
No.
Arnold and this other dude bust through this wall in the motel room, and this girl just comes up and screams. And she has the most mutilated, like, nasty implants you've ever seen.
Looks like it was an 80s Arnold movie.
Airplane was another good
one. Oh, yeah.
Because you're like, why are there boobs here for no reason?
Dude, 70s and 80s, they really would just throw bits in everything.
Oh, yeah. They really would.
It's gratuitous.
Yeah.
I think we talked about yours before. It was either Godfather or
Apollonia.
Shining. And...
Both were disturbing.
I think we decided that's why you are not a boob man.
I'm an ass guy because the boob... Yeah.
Because every time you see boobs, something bad happens when you were a kid.
Yeah, they're like oranges.
Yeah, boobs like oranges to me when I was a kid. It was like... Shining was legit one of the first times I ever saw him in that naked woman. And then she starts decomposing. I'm like, oh my god! And I'm about to see tits again!
That was a tough scene the first time you see that scene because I was young too. And the first time you're like, ooh.
Yeah, this nice. Bush too.
Ooh, Jack, you talk to her. And then you're like, ah, no, Jack, get out of the room! Get out of the room,
Jack! You shove your dick back into your pants.
You're like, I'll never take you out again, I'm sorry!
No, it turns you off for a while. It's hard to come back from that.
It's rough. I think my first was probably... I think it was actually Die Hard. There's that quick scene...
It's like RoboCop-esque tits.
Yeah, where they bust into one of the rooms.
Is it
Christmas
or New
Year's? Yeah, it's Christmas. They bust in, and the one guy's still fully clothed. And the one girl, like, has her top off, and then she's like, and she closes up. And I was like, this is great. I can have sex without taking my clothes off. So
Again.
I was like, awesome. I get to see tits without taking my suit off.
Speaking of that, I think that the Puppet Master franchise is one of the most underappreciated of 80s horror.
I don't think I've seen a Puppet Master.
I don't think I have either.
One puppet has, like, a drill for a head, and he just, like, drills into people. That's it. That's the whole movie. There's really nothing else to it.
Sounds very underappreciated.
That's exactly how it was pitched to these people. Alright, here's money.
It was the 80s. It was the 80s. They were all on coke. And then some guy's like, listen, there's just a guy with a giant drill head and he just drills into things. Make it! 3 days later, they had the movie.
And then they're like, that guy fucks a girl and she gets naked and he wears all his clothes!
And they all loved it.
They were like, yeah, buddy! Back then, though, the 80s, like, even their shitty horror movies, there's something to them. You know what I mean? Yeah.
They were real.
Yeah, well, I mean,
they had heart. They had...
I mean, there's nothing scary about Puppet Master. Do you know what I mean? It's like that is a... Like, I always thought, like, Chucky was, like, the funniest shit. Like, people were like, I'm so scared of Chucky. If a doll came after me, I'd kick that doll in the fucking face. It would probably be over. Do you know what I mean?
No, you know why Chucky freaked me out as a kid?
Red hair?
No, somebody got me one of those My Buddy dolls, and I had, I guess I must have seen, like, a commercial or something for Chucky, and then I remember I went to sleep, and when did Chucky, I'm trying to think
of first Child's Play, I think it was, like, 89, it was late 80s.
So I was, like, 3 or 4, I think, and I had one of those, and in my room, I also had, like, a little table with a couple chairs that, like, I could draw it and stuff. And I had a dream where he was sitting in that chair, and then all of a sudden, like, I'm just, like, playing on the floor, and then all of a sudden I look over, and, like, he gets out of the chair and just slowly starts walking towards me, and it freaked me the fuck out.
Yeah, well, I mean...
I remember I woke up screaming. I don't remember how old I was, what happened after that, but I remember that fucking dream.
What was the name of the line of... It was the good guys, right? Was that what Chucky was? It wasn't my buddy.
I think they called the strip my buddies.
I thought it was the good guys.
Yeah, I think they made them change
it. I think it was the good guys or something like that, but it was based on like the My Little Buddy.
It looked like My Buddy.
And the voice of Chucky was Wormtongue in Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Brad Dourif.
Hmm.
I remember this vividly. I was down at my grandparents' house, and my grandfather was watching a movie. Great movie. One of my favorites now. I think I was probably like 5 years old. My nana came in. She was like, would you change the channel? He's going to get nightmares. And he's like, okay, all right. And she like walks back into the kitchen and he just fucking changes it back. It was The Blob with Steve McQueen.
Ah. Mm.
Gave me nightmares for a fucking week.
Yeah.
And like, it's such a lame goddamn movie.
No, but when you're a kid, that's freaky.
Five, I'm just like, it looks like Jell-O. It fucking eats people.
Yeah.
Because, like, when you're a kid, like, they can really, like, all these concepts that as an adult, you're like, that's fucking stupid. When you're a kid, like, you totally buy into 110%.
Yeah.
You're like, a blob that fucking eats people.
Yeah.
You don't have any logic. There's no logic in your head. You're like, oh, that's not possible. Anything's possible when you're a kid.
And the other thing, as a kid, you don't quite understand the concept of a movie.
Right.
Like, you're
been watching the news.
Yeah. Like, you see anything on TV, and, like, maybe it's really happening, maybe it's not.
Well,
and, like,
that's the other thing, like, the idea of special effects and stuff, you never really crossed around. You're like, well, it's on film, so it happened.
Right.
You're like,
someone did it.
I was watching Shark Week an hour and a half ago, so, I mean, that was real, so this has to be too.
I remember I saw a Kindergarten Cop the summer before I went into kindergarten, and I was like, well, this is what my future's gonna be like. This is where I'm going. I can't wait to meet Arnold.
We're going to talk about all sorts of shit.
Yeah. About with your daddy, what does he do? He drinks it.
Vaginas,
he drinks it and watches Conan. He tells me to say fucking pizza.
Turn the speed of bike chase.
Now, that being said, the speed of bike chase is pretty pissed.
Now,
to be fair.
Did your dad also use the Han-Leia interactions to explain incest to him? Listen, this is what I say?
He said Han-Leia.
Oh, sorry. Luke-Leia. Luke-Leia. Did he use that to explain incest? Was he like...
But I definitely had some awkward moments with my sisters after watching the movies. No, not true.
But it is. Wait, what?
Well, this show just died.
you just made a little hand gesture and went, woo woo.
Like birds, like chirping bugs.
That doesn't record the hand.
I mean, crickets.
Yeah, okay.
Chirping crickets.
Alright.
Wait, no. What do you think chirping sounds like? Motherfucker.
What does a chirping sound like?
Have another beer.
Let's put it this way. What do you think it sounds like when you bomb?
No,
he started off trying to do the crickets, and then he just like, well, fuck it, womp womp womp.
Yeah, he's this fucking teacher from the Peanuts.
I wish that I like somehow could do the sound from Price is Right when they lose. It's a great sound.
If only you were like that cop in Police Academy that can make all the sounds.
Yeah.
What
do you think he's doing other than that blow?
I don't think he's got enough money left to blow.
How many years do you guys say until the inevitable Police Academy reboot comes out?
Aren't they working on it?
I mean, I'm sure like it's always in a state of being worked on.
That's true. I'm sure there's some script floating around.
It's always in development.
That is Gutenberg's relaunch. He's gonna come back. He's gonna be the head of the fucking...
Oh, yeah. He'll be like the chief.
Yeah.
No, dude, they should do what they did the Star Trek reboot and have, like, time traveling in alternate dimensions, and Gutenberg's, like, Spock. He connects the Police Academy universes.
They'll just do it like they were gonna do Top Gun, and they'll have him as, like, the fucking head of the Police Academy. And
hopefully Gutenberg doesn't pull a Tony Scott. Too soon?
Who got his hands glued to his hair?
Was he the weird
guy in Happy Gilmore who is like the guy keeping score?
What? I don't know.
Captain Harris.
Okay, I know. I need his real name.
Hands glued to his hands.
Yeah, the guy who's the douchebag.
You mean the super glue guy?
No.
You mean
Steve
ball.
Gutenberg?
Yeah, so Gutenberg put glue in his shampoo bottle, and they ended up gluing his... He was like the bad guy. He was the mean instructor at the fucking police academy.
Did you know because he always wore black?
Well, the uniforms were...
That's true, they were.
As a child, my favorite police academy was Part 4, Citizens on Patrol. Because in the opening, it has David Spade as a skateboarder punk, but in the wide shots, it's clearly Tony Hawk.
Yes.
So it goes from David Spade to Tony Hawk as his stuntman, and it was like, oh, look, there's Tony Hawk. Oh, he's David Spade now.
Was that when Bobcat Goldthwait was a bad guy or a good guy?
He was a good guy in that one, and I also believe 4 was the final Steve Gutenberg one. He left, and then they did 5 and 6, like Mission to Moscow. And
it's awful that it took them 4 fucking terrible movies to decide that.
It's got like a really bad opening song. I really enjoyed that one, though.
Yeah, so it fits with the movie.
G.W. Bailey. That's really mean
I really.
All right, so this.
I hope that when they do reboot Police Academy, they like go back to the roots and make it edgy and darker and more realistic.
It'll be a fucking
movie. It won't happen.
I really hope they keep the tagline. Be a police officer. All you do is join the farce.
Wow.
Oh my
wow.
God. It sounds like it should be a Get Her Done movie. Like, what is that?
Didn't do Delta
Farce?
Delta Farce.
I shouldn't know that.
I shouldn't know that either. So, should we do the other thing that we planned?
Yeah! Is this when we pull our cocks out?
No, we
just got to the gay part.
We stop
just lulling you into a false sense of security.
We stop recording that.
While you're up, you got your shoes on. You want to grab me a?
take out the trash. Dude?
Yeah.
It's like being home.
Resale.
No, you got your shoes on.
Could you resale the driveway?
Yeah. Hey, you just worked a 16-hour shift. You want to go outside and do some manual labor? Oh, thanks, Dad.
My dad did that to me the other night. I went over to eat dinner. I walk in. He's like, hey, you still got your shoes on? You want to take out this bag of trash? You're great.
What's the shtick?
No. Well, Greg was going to come up with the game, but Greg didn't come up with the game.
Fucking
you told
wow.
me.
Yeah. Well, you were going to come up with the game, and then I came up with something, and then you ended up not coming up with the game.
That's true.
Partially because you like this idea.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess we can't call it Mad Libs, but we can call it...
But it is Mad Libs.
Bad Libs?
Bad Libs?
Oh, Bad Lips.
Yeah, like that you.
Like that you.
Yeah, like the you, okay.
Bad Libs you.
Bad Libs.
Isn't that a game for the Wii U? Bad Libs you, no one bought it. You said it back your
mouth. Tweet.
Alright, so I wrote a little thing, so we'll try and see. All I ask is no inside jokes. Because we will
our probably our entire friendship with each other is based on inside jokes.
I know, nothing.
I think we've actually consciously not been doing those.
Yes, I'm just verifying, because the first thing I need is a name, and it can't be too inside.
Walter Matthau?
Alright.
I don't know, that might be a little too inside. I don't know.
A Massachusetts town.
Can we name something stupid?
Like, you can say anything. I mean, you can
truth this down.
The whole thing is, I mean,
where's Lindsay from? That's pretty stupid.
Martha's Vineyard.
Martha's Vineyard.
It's not
really a town, but let's go with
but,
it.
Well, it'll work.
It's all right.
A verb.
Fuck.
Okay, I'll just add the ing. An animal.
Sloth.
I like sloth.
Sloth is good.
Let's see. Adjective. Are we forgetting what adjectives are?
Jerky?
No, that's not an adjective.
That's a verb.
Sexy.
Sexy?
There you go.
Yeah.
That's an adjective.
Need another adjective?
Oh, yeah. Sexy.
Cunty?
Cunty.
Yeah.
Okay.
my auntie cunty.
A plural noun. So just take a noun and
shoes.
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 These shoes.
Choose.
A number.
6.
Type of drug?
Heroin. Oxycodone.
I'm gonna go with heroin, because it takes less time to write. another noun.
China white.
Vibrators.
China white.
Vibrator. Another noun?
China white.
China white. Okay, give me two more nouns.
China black.
All right.
Couches.
Adjective?
Stank. No, wait, no, another verb.
Yeah.
Spanky.
Say that one, but...
Stupid.
Stupid.
All right. Stupid. And a body part.
Dick.
I'm going with cock because it's funnier.
Cock slash dick.
All right, I need another name here.
Name of what?
Just the name
Jack
of the person.
Barbara Walters.
Jack Lemmon?
All right. That's the other grumpy old man.
Jack Lemmon. And that's a relation.
A relation?
Like a brother, a sister, father.
Oh, auntie, cunty.
No, or just, you have to say aunt?
Second cousin.
Yeah.
Ooh, no, second good. Cousin. Second cousin's
yeah.
good.
Yeah. It's gold.
Dang. Okay. I'll figure that out in a minute. Adverb. That ends in L-Y, for example.
Lovely.
Oh.
Lovely. Verb.
Dang.
Spanking. a store.
Woolworths.
Nice. another adverb.
Busty.
Ooh, nice
one. No, wait, I'm sorry, adverb.
Bustily.
Busted.
Bustily. Adjective?
Bustily did it.
Adjective?
Homely.
Probably a few.
Wait, is homely an adjective? Or?
It is now.
Yeah.
No, it is.
Homely would be, yeah. Verb?
Finger.
Yeah. And or finger blast.
Or fanger.
I'm gonna combine two and say finger blasting. And then an expletive ending in S.
Fucks.
I was thinking, fucks.
All right, hang on. I gotta fill in something that we said already. Put that in there and see. We said, fucking for that one. And Jack Lemmon. Okay.
Grumpy old men, three people.
This is the, what did we say this was? Bad Libs?
Bad Libs.
Bad Libs, police blotter. Walter Matthau was arrested in Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts Friday for fucking with a sloth. The suspect said they did it because they were sexy and cunty and needed money for shoes. When arrested, police found 6 grams of heroin a vibrator fashioned into a weapon. And China White. when taken back to the police station, they also found China Black. And couches. Hidden in the suspect's stupid cock. Oh, hang on. Jack Lemmon, who is Walter Matthau's second cousin, is also being charged with conspiracy to fuck with a sloth. Jack Lemmon could be seen lovely spanking while watching the act. While watching the act on surveillance footage from the local Woolworths. When reached for comments, lawyers bustily denied the allegations and called us homely finger-blasting fucks.
Well,
wow.
Wow, that worked out. That worked out better than I expected.
Oh, that's way better than the ones in first grade.
I still don't know the difference between a verb and adjective, but all right.
And I think we got a good plot for the Grumpy Old Men reboot.
Yeah, I mean, they're both dead, so we'll have to recast it.
Grumpy
but...
Young Men is the reboot.
It'll be like Rob's...
It's gonna be Channing Tatum and Robert Pattinson.
And by the time we get to the third one of the trilogy, we'll retell the story of the original Grumpy Old Men.
It's gonna take that long to film the first two?
The epic Grumpy Old Men saga, Greg, is...
Spilled beer on my crotch and into my butt.
I peed myself.
That's not good for anybody.
Well, I think that's a good point to end it.
Sounds good to me.
So this has been But You're Wrong. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/butyourewrong. Twitter, BYW Podcast. YouTube, BYW Podcast. And, thank you for listening for the past 100 episodes or however long you've been listening. Rob, thank you for listening for 100.
You guys on MySpace?
No.
Friendster? No. You guys on Friendster?
We do have Live Journal.
You guys on Google Plus?
Yeah.
Google Plus?
No.
I want to add you guys to my circle.
No, we don't have Google Plus or... We don't have our own Instagram.
BYW Pinterest.
You guys should have your own Instagram.
I mean, I have my own
Instagram. You got Vine?
No.
I don't even know what that is.
It's Lupin Videos. Twitter makes it.
It's Lupus?
Yes.
It's like 6 seconds. But we'll talk about this in a minute. Anyway.
Definitely check out their YouTube videos. They're very well done.
Yes, they are well done. Yeah.
Thank you.
Good work, Keith.
And until next time, remember, no regrets and...
Jack Lemon jerks to Walter Matthau banging sloths.
I'm going to change my pants.